We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
We may think
for what?
Yeah,
to tighten
to look like Will Anderson.
No, he'll drink the whole thing.
Lord,
I got it too. I was there. What are we doing?
What did he do?
It's two on one.
You did. What'd I say?
You said the S word.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah.
Always playing games with my job.
He turned and said, "Did he cut?" Hey, by the way, listening to that Will Anderson interview. I mean, he is a coach's dream, isn't he?
That's right. 100%.
I mean, he ain't gonna give you nothing. I mean, all of them.
Let me know
who was your favorite. Who was somebody you can really look at that came in on the defensive side of the ball? All of them.
Every single one of them.
We had all
and
dogs.
I asked him again.
All right. And you try to change it around, and John said, "Well, yeah. Well, what? Just give us a couple of guys. Nope, can't do it.
Every single one of them. We need them.
All of them. Every last one of them. Yep.
All the pieces matter.
The one thing Will does is Will pulls it off genuinely.
100%.
All of them.
If CJ says that, I'm like, come on, CJ. It's almost an eye roll. Will says it, and I'm like, yeah, I'm with you.
I was going to say, yeah, there's some others that don't get away with it as well.
There's a lot of them that don't get away. Most guys don't get away.
He's not Will Anderson Jr., that's why.
Most guys don't get away with the things that, like, being such a coach's dream like Will Anderson. Most of them, it's corny and it's fake. That's part of what makes him so special is he pulls it off.
100%. You see it in his eyes. He means every single word. So it was fun to get the chance to talk
to him. We're getting the talking point, right? Is there somewhere in the building, what's the put the ring on the bull? They have been saying that.
They said put the ring on the bull.
You got puzzle pieces in the locker room.
Yeah, I was going to say.
One puzzle piece missing.
I have heard that.
The ring.
I've heard that 9 times.
Yeah.
I mean, CJ Gardner-Johnson said it.
Still not sure exactly what it means.
I put the ring on the bull.
Yeah.
I mean, I can like it. I mean, it's got legs.
But apparently, there's like I got to see this. Apparently, there's like an actual puzzle that they. Piece
yeah, I want to see what this looks like. This is clearly. Missing, yeah. I feel like they're breaking down every time saying that.
They might be doing
bull
a bit
on the
with
ring.
This. They might be doing
not
a bit
bull
with
in
this.
The ring. That's illegal.
Put a ring on the bull.
Ring on the bull.
I said bull on the ring. Is that what I said?
Yes.
Ring on the bull.
Yeah. You brought back memories. That's not for me.
Oh, okay.
I did one machine gun drill at linebacker, and I told the coach right then and there, I'm done. He made me run laps the rest of practice. That's when I became a full-time quarterback.
I love that professional football players also have that moment that happened with football. I'm looking forward to the fantastic show that you guys always put on, this time after day one of Training Camp 2025. You're listening to KLT AM, KLT FM, HD2 Houston, and Odyssey Sports Station. And right now, the drive is live.
That's right, and football's officially here, damn it.
It is.
Practice here.
Beautiful. I love that sweat running down my back into my crack. Boy, I love it. Ain't nothing better.
Well, nobody likes it.
Ain't nothing better.
All right, I'll get with it.
Weird.
Yeah, hell
ain't
yeah.
Ain't nothing better.
No, I ain't good with that.
Sweat straight down the crack of your ass.
That's
huh?
just odd.
Well, that's because your armpits trap all yours. Mine runs down my back.
Oh, I got plenty down the crack, too, my friend.
That was unnecessary.
Why was that unnecessary?
So early.
I mean, I don't care, but I got plenty on the crack as well.
Well, it goes over the crack.
And I do not enjoy it. I'm not
he's
sure anyone
not
does.
Not as much is what he's saying. No, man. It's football. That's right, baby. Good times out there. It started, and it's officially here. Every day, every week, football is here for the next however long the Texan season goes. And there's a lot to get to. We will get to a lot. There's a lot today. We got a little day baseball we'll get you ready for, 2:40.
Wow.
The Astros will look to sweep the Arizona Diamondbacks. Boy, do I feel good about that Bryce Matthews commentary I gave yesterday. If you missed it, just listen.
Kid is feeling it.
Man, he is out here just winning the damn series by himself. They're playing 1-9.
Pimping them things, too. Yeah.
I'm telling you, man, he ain't got no choice to. He's just hitting them bad boys out, no doubters. But also, we'll get to a lot of what we saw at camp today. And Clint, let's jump on this right now. What's the number one takeaway that you had from camp as the sweat was rolling down the back of your ass through your crack and down to your hamstring?
Yeah, well, I didn't get my hamstring.
And you were apparently smiling real big, no, loving every second.
I remember,
of it.
Hell, after practice, like, I was standing outside like his, a store, and I just...
I feel like his sweat takes a right or a left.
But he's just standing there smiling, apparently.
I mean,
just
I love
really
it.
Enjoying
I was
it.
Standing there today. I was just, it almost tickled me. It was
yes.
beautiful.
Oh,
was beautiful.
You're a sicko.
Yeah, look, I think the number one takeaway from the first day of training camp for the Houston Texans, the beginning of training camp for the Houston Texans, is to me the difference between last year and this year was blatantly obvious. If you remember correctly, last year leading up to training camp starting, we had this five-headed monster thing going on. And then we get to practice and we watch practice. And I remember vividly looking up and Stephon Diggs go route down the sideline. And it was either Nico or Tank go route down the other sideline. It was clear we're gonna push the ball vertically. And then after practice, C.J. Stroud steps to the podium and is asked, "What can you, you know, what are you? How are you gonna take your game to the next level? What's gonna be different year two from year one?" And it was, well, being aggressive and driving the football down the field, stretching the field, kind of thing. I don't remember exact terminology, but you get the point. This year, it is very clear. It was very clear what's going on. We have several coaches, several players talking about we are going to run the football. I'm watching practice today, and it was clearly a run-heavy day. 90% of what they did at practice was the run game, right? There was some play action sprinkled in. There was a lot of quick game sprinkled in. They were an hour and 20 minutes into practice before one of the backups threw what I would call a low-percentage throw, and it was a corner, one of the higher low percentage throws that you could possibly make. Easy corner, high low read. There was two of those late in practice. Everything today revolved around establishing the run, communicating, getting the ball out of the quarterback's hands quickly, run after catch, high percentage, stay ahead of the chain type stuff. And I'm sure there was an emphasis on, hey, we're going to run the football and we're going to communicate. We're going to run the football, we're going to communicate. I'm sure that's what it was. But the difference between this year and last year was blatantly obvious as we look at the first day of training camp, both from the action on the field as well as the comments that were made leading up to and in post-practice. I think it's night and day, and I love the fact that that's the direction the Texans are taking.
Well, that is absolutely a change. We talked about Nick Caley being a big part of what we're watching, and clearly we'll see if that continues moving forward, but that is clearly a shift from what we previously saw and probably closer to what we saw in year one of the C.J. Stroud experience. And that is what we've been wondering, if we will see things dialed back, if we'll see a difference. And I don't know if that's what the offense is going to be looking like, more or less, but it is at least a real difference from last year.
Yeah, it's a huge difference from last year, at least out of the gate. And I firmly believe. I sat right here a year ago, whenever after their first practice.
A lot of multi-tight end sets.
I sat right here, Ron, and I said, this season is going to come down to how well C.J. Stroud juggles what we just heard them talk about and watched him do versus the way he played quarterback his first year. I'm sitting here right now telling you after the first practice that – this year appears, the way that they're approaching it, to be more like CJ's rookie year than year two. A lot less focus on downfield, stretching the field, throwing the football, building this thing around CJ Stroud, and a lot more focus around, we are going to communicate, we're going to know who the hell we have when we're supposed to block them in the run game, and we're going to run the football downhill. That was what today was all about. The pace was slow. It didn't look like they were doing a million different things, but damn it, everybody was going to get reps communicating what the hell they are going to be doing in the run game, and they got that done.
Did this offense, and we'll talk about this a little bit later on based off comments D'Amico had to make earlier today when he spoke to the media, does this offense, and you all can chime in on this, 271-357-2416, YouTube and Twitch, when you think about what the hope will be, now we'll get to Joe Mixon here in a bit, but with Joe Mixon and Nick Chubb and Nico Collins and the size of Collins and Higgins and Noel and then the inside threat that Christian Kirk is, the offensive line, Dalton Schultz and company. In your mind, does this fit the parts that you have here, like this style of going about it? Does this fit the parts here better?
Well, I'm not ready to go there yet. I mean, I think the right thing to do with so many young, unproven receivers, if you will, and let's be honest, some unproven offensive linemen that are getting a lot of reps, a lot of run. I think the right thing to do is to be simple, stupid, play fast, communicate well, and build on that versus try to decide before you ever take the field what you're going to be and kind of how you're going to do things. I do think it's the smart approach is instead of being half-assed at a million things, let's be really good at one thing. And when we get that part figured out, then we can do some other things. And I think that's ultimately what they're trying to do here. I mean, I think D'Amico Ryans made a statement today with how practice went of, hey, offensively, I don't need a bunch of fireworks. I don't need a bunch of explosive plays. I don't need a bunch of razzle dazzle. What I need is for y'all's ass to figure out how to communicate the run game and get it done. Get a hat on a hat, less thinking, more playing, more reacting, and that's what it looked like today. It looks like D'Amico Ryans made his, I mean, I'm sure he's going to push it to Nick Caley, but at the end of the day, we got a great defense. Damn it, we are going to run the football and we're going to be sound. Let's put it that way. I think today was a practice where offensively, damn it, we're going to be sound. We're not going to be sloppy. We're not going to not be able to communicate. We're not going to have three guys on the same page, the other two not. We're going to be sound, and that's what it looked like to me. Totally different than what we saw last year.
Text line coming through saying, why is this good? Don't we want to get the most out of C.J. Stroud?
No, you don't. I don't. I don't want to get the most out of C.J. Stroud. I mean, at the end
you
of the
day. You don't want to?
No. I mean, at the end of the day, I know that C.J. Stroud, I mean, sure, I want to get the most out of C.J. Stroud. I mean, the question I think that's being asked is, do you want everything to revolve around C.J. Stroud and all the pressure be on C.J. Stroud and C.J. Stroud have to carry the football team? No, I would rather that not be the case. I would rather C.J. Stroud play boring brand of football and let the game dictate, hey, we got to get vertical. Hey, we got to get the ball down the field. Hey, we're in a shootout right now. Our defense is struggling. Okay, now we know. We've seen CJ. We know CJ. The one thing I'm confident about this offense is if we wanted to go out there and be bombs away and be super aggressive, if the O-line can hold up, damn it, CJ can throw the ball down the field as well as anybody, right? And Nico is as good as anybody that mid-range game for damn sure, and he can get over the top. I'm not worried about that part. I think it's a bad brand of quarterback. I think it's a bad brand of football to just go out there and take all the risks that's associated with putting everything in the lap of your quarterback. If you can establish the run. And by the way, what I'm talking about doing, I'm not sitting here telling you they're going to be the best run team in the league. I'm not sitting here telling you they're going to be the Baltimore Ravens of Mark Ingram and them boys back in the day or the Tennessee Titans with Derrick Henry. What I'm telling you is, It is going to be a priority number one for D'Amico Ryans. They're going to run the football effectively. They're not going to get pushed around up front.
And I think also these things are deals of you got to help CJ, right? Like you got to help CJ when it comes to, you know, protection,
yeah,
coverage, all of, like you got to help CJ. And listen, this offensive line is not the Eagles. I don't think they're going to do that. I don't think they're going to become the Lions either. But you know, if you open it up, and that's what I would think you're talking about when you say to get the most out of CJ, open it up and put the ball. I think opening it up probably hurts the chances of CJ being able to be as productive as possible, because last year we watched that.
Well, it's CJ has to, a lot like Nick Caley, right? We've watched Pat Mahomes do it recently, right? CJ and Nick Caley have to kind of, they have to, what word am I looking for here, Ron? They have to conform, if you will, to
collaborate.
They definitely do that, but I'm like, they have to work together with whatever skill set. Like right now, it would be silly as hell to go, I'm gonna go heavy 11 personnel, heavy 10 personnel with probably two rookies having to be on the field.